بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, one very important and noble characteristic which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greatly emphasized and stressed upon was that of unity, togetherness, that the hearts of the ummah be united and together. And here the hadith of Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu has been mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, unity is a mercy and dissension and discord is a punishment. In other words, when the hearts are united, when a group is together and they are moving forward with love, muhabbat, with togetherness, then this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy has descended upon this particular group. And on the other hand, when the hearts are disunited, there is discord, there is dissension, then this is a sign of the punishment, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. And therefore we find throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great effort was made to preserve the unity and the togetherness of the ummah, and especially of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. We find various decisions made by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this goal in mind. We spoke about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. In the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, even after being informed of who the munafiqeen were, the leader of the munafiqeen was a person by the name of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. And he was well known to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this person is a munafiq, he is a hypocrite. And many a time sahaba radiallahu anhum would come forward, O Nabi of Allah, give us permission to execute him and we'll get rid of him for you. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, allow him to continue living, why? And then he would explain that if we are going to execute him, we're going to remove him, then this is going to show, or rather it's going to seem to those on the outside, as though in my camp there is division, there is no unity, there is no togetherness. Therefore, to preserve this unity, allow him to continue living. Likewise, we find the command issued by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for after his demise is ita'atul amir, that when there is an amirul mu'mineen, somebody who is placed in charge, then those under him need to obey and fulfill his commands and wishes at all costs, whether that person is the amirul mu'mineen or whether it is any individual who has been given some position of authority, some position of leadership. Those who are beneath him are obligated by Shariat, that you have to obey this person, you have to follow him, even though his decisions may not agree with what you feel is the best thing. Why? Again, to preserve this unity, this togetherness, so that the hearts are united. And when it comes to unity, respected brothers and elders, one is on a macro level, when it comes to the unity of the entire ummah, that the hearts are united. This may not be immediately achievable. We find the prophecy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that my ummah will be divided. There will be different groups, different sects. And therefore, this is not really within our control. But something which we can control is on a micro level, within a person's own household. When it comes to the unity, the togetherness of the hearts, how many times we find, unfortunately, family members are not on talking terms. Brothers are not talking to one another. Why? Because your wife said something to my wife. Now our children are not meeting. We are not making salam to one another. Minor differences that are found, and yet the hearts are divided. We find sometimes musallis of one masjid not making salam to each other. Why? He parked in my parking space, or he sat in the place that I was supposed to sit in. These are all minor differences. And we mentioned on the first night also that many people coming together from different backgrounds, different likes, different dislikes, different upbringing. But when the hearts are united, then the ummah will move forward. We find in the most important ibadat of all, when it comes to our salah, then the command from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sufuf have got to be absolutely straight. Regardless of who is standing on either side of you, it can be a wealthy person, a poor person, whatever background he may come from. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say, لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. That ensure when you are standing in the saf, that you are not standing out of line. Why? So that the hearts don't move out of line. The hearts must be united. So therefore Allah has given us the month of Ramadan, the opportunity is there. If there is somebody that we have had differences with in the past, some family member, some person who was a friend of ours, some person in the community, whatever it may be, as long as those differences are within Shariat, within the boundaries laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to that person. And if we still are not confident enough, then send a message at least. Let's see, we have had these differences in the past, but we are worshipping the same Allah, we are ummatis of the same Nabi, we're facing the same Qibla in our salah. Let's put aside our differences, let's unite the hearts and move forward. Then we'll find the benefit, or rather the glad tidings that is mentioned in the hadith, يَدُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special assistance special mercy is on that group whose hearts are united. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.